Shmini. Okay, the eighth Shoresh is that we shouldn't count Imra Oilim note Shalilat HaChiyuv Im Ha'azhara. Okay? That the negation of a Chiyuv is not counted as a Lav. The fact that it says, you know, for example, one of the classic examples that the Rambam gives, Vilanara lo ta'ase davar, right? By a case of onus, that is not to be taken as an independent mandate. It's saying she's not mechuyav. Not mechuyav. Therefore, it is, you know, on the level of a halacha rather than a. You know, it clarifies where certain mitzvahs do and do not apply, etc. But that's not a separate law. This is the principle of the Rambam. Says the Ramban, again, the Rambam is longer than that, but let's get a little piece of it. That's the basic idea. Says the Ramban. Yeah.
Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, in other words, If the Torah says, for example, that that if you have a case where someone's an Eshet Ish, right, and she was raped, so the Torah says Lanara lo taseh davar, right, and it says that you shouldn't do anything to her, you shouldn't give her an onish because of the fact that, and that's where we learn the principle of of onish rachmana patre, etc. from, right? So the Rambam says that don't take that as an azhara, as a lav, you know, lanara lo taseh davar, you know, that's a prohibition. No, it's a shalila, it's negating something. It's saying that this halacha, this mandate, whatever, it does not apply in this case, right? So it's a halacha rather than a mitzvah. Okay. Now, on one level, that's a very simple statement, right? But on another, and when you get to actual cases, it gets a little bit tricky. So let's take a look at the Ramban. He says, "V'inyan hashulivot hazeh tzarich digduk gadol." I suspect, although there's no way for me to prove it, that this is one of the Ramban's typically, you know, clever play on words. The Ramban loved to play with language, and particularly in the form of of shibbutz, but even in general, really the Ramban. Read the Ramban regularly, you see this, and I think that there's a double meaning here. He's saying that this principle of, you know, the Rambam's eighth shoresh of she'en ra'oi l'mnot shlilat ha'chiyuv im ha'azara, right? So he says that it's tzarich tikduk gadol. You have to be very careful with it. I'm paraphrasing, but be very careful with it. Velo yitpashet. Right, in other words, it's not as far-reaching. It doesn't spread out. It's not mitpashet. It doesn't just, you know, go as far as the Rambam would indicate. Kasher harav marchivba. Right, he really takes it very far. The Ramban says, "I agree with the concept. It's true, but you can't just apply it, you know, as broadly as the Rambam would say." And I'm rather convinced that Yit Pashet is a play on the word Pashut, and that he's saying that, you know, that the Rambam is both taking this too broadly and perhaps too simplistically. But in any case, that's a theory. I can't prove it. Be that as it may, the point that the Ramban certainly is saying is that while, and this is, I don't think, local to Shoresh Chet, I think this is something that is true in general, that many, many things that the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvot, the basic idea is simple enough. Virtually everyone would agree to many, and I say all, but many of the Sharashim, even those who he's critiquing. It's a question of how you apply them. It's a question of how you understand particular mitzvot and particular things and fit them into these categories. Ki ra'ui l'fi dvarav Shenomar shelo yumtu avot al banim ubanim lo yumtu al avot. Right. Shehu shelila lomar she'ein adam mitchayev mita be'edut hakrovim lishlom mehen din al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yumat hamet. It would, you know, if you just kind of blindly apply the Rambam's principle, one would have said that lo yumtu avot al banim ubanim lo yumtu al avot. Right, that, you know, means that you, that a person is not chayav whatever the onus is, let's say mis or mas, based on the testimony of relatives. So that's not a, that's not a law, that's not an azara, that's simply a limitation on the halach of edus. It's saying that this is not a legitimate edus, right? It's no different than you know, the cases that Rambam gives about shlutzer. However, okay, however, I'm sorry, a little more to the sense. Kasher, nomar, below yumtu, kilo chufasha, she'ina chayevet mita b'avur ha'avdut, v'chein below yakum eid achad be'ish. And those are not counted as lavin, they're counted, they're simply details in, or probably the best word, I think that, probably the most accurate translation, they're qualifications, right? They're limitations or qualifications. They're saying that this is a limitation on when we can apply eidus. V'harav mone et shteihem miniyot. Nonetheless, the Rambam counts both of those as lo taseh v'chein hadavarim. He's quite correct in doing so, right? But what the Ramban is saying is that one could easily, you know, read the Rambam's klal and say, you know, well, it follows that you shouldn't count these. And so therefore he's just saying that, you know, the Rambam makes it sound so simple, it's not so simple at all. Not just that in terms of how other people operate, but in terms of how the Rambam himself, and correctly so, operates. Aval ein shlilut b'torah b'lav ha'ne'amar b'fnei atzmo el pigon elu shmefaresh limtu ki lo chufasha lo yasgirenu ki tamehu. Okay, saying that these cases are because of the fact that it is phrased this way, lo yumtu kilo chufasha, right? And therefore, saying don't do this, and that gives you a reason, implying that though, that it's like giving you an instruction, giving you a mandate. V'chein l'da'ati v'lanara lo taseh davar shelilut hu lomar shehi petura ki hu mefaresh she'ein l'nara chet mavet ki kasher yakum ish areyeh urtacho nafesh kena davar hazeh ve'ein lanu limnoto minia lomar she'yesh gam bezeh yitur ha'katuv acharei amro u'mei ta'ish asher shachav ima levado lefi shu nifrash kulo mila mila b'gemar tzenet. This is already a little complicated, I'm not going to get to it right now. It involves the way the Rambam formulates the litmus test for whether something is a shlila or minia, okay, whether it's a lav or whether it's simply a qualification. And the Ramban goes on to dispute and say it's not so simple, and he gives his own approach to it. Okay, so okay, that'll do for us for now. The Rambam in Mitzvah Seh Reish Tzadi Bet, and for the rest of this shiur, what I'd like to do is to take one mitzvah and to show how the Rambam operates with it. And I think it's a beautiful example of what the Ramban is talking about in terms of how really you have to be very, you know, it really is a tremendous amount of judgment in terms of how you apply this principle, these principles of the Rambam. And how, you know, the exact formulation is what's really the key to everything. And at the same time, what we will see, I believe, is just some fascinating things in terms of the Rambam's the interface between the way the Rambam works in Sefer HaMitzvot and the way the Rambam works in Mishneh Torah on the same issues. In other words, how an understanding of how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah has an impact on how he you know, carries through the halachot. And what really we're going to see, aside from just understanding one particular corner of the Rambam, hopefully, is that the degree to which if you recall, we started at the very beginning, those who were here, at the very, very, very beginning, we started Sefer Mitzvot, with noting that the Rambam wrote Sefer Mitzvot really as the foundation, the blueprint for Mishneh Torah. Okay? So he said, the Rambam tells us that the Sefer Mitzvot was meant to be a kind of outline or table of contents for himself for writing Mishneh Torah. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that, not just in terms of, you know, he's counting the mitzvot, but in terms of that the whole process of formulating the mitzvot has a real impact in terms of the understanding and application and how these mitzvot are dealt with throughout Mishneh Torah. Okay? And as Hashem, I would like to see actually a number of those type of things. Today will be at least a start, hopefully. Okay. Even this topic, let alone whatever, we'll stop. Okay, the Rambam says like this: Mitzvah say reis sadi bet shehizhiranu meharog mechuyav mita kishenu er shekvar asa chet shenchayev alav hirga kodem higiyo lebeten aval neviyeh lebeten beachrea v'na'ir alav ke'edim lefnehem v'niyah anachnu edim lebeten v'hem yishpitu alav v'meshiyah chayav. Rambam says that there's a mitzvah, a separate one of the Tari mitzvah, Reish Tzadi Bet, okay, 292, which tells us that you can't kill someone who did something for which they deserve to be killed. Okay? In other words, I see someone murder someone else. Okay? I cannot go and shoot them. Why? Because Rambam says we have a specific mitzvah of an amdo lifnei ha'ida lamishpat. Okay? A mitzvah that of an amdo lifnei ha'ida lamishpat, that I need to bring him to the Sudesin, it has to be a process, you know, I should be an aide and so on and so forth. But I can't kill him. Okay. Now, let's just read the rest of the Rambam, and then we'll get back to the issue that needs to be discussed here. Ha'azhara, okay, the end of the second line, Ha'azhara sheba'a b'zehanya, hu amro lo yumat harotzeach ad amdo lefnei ha'idah l'mishpat, ulshon mechilta, yachol yahargu oto, mi sheharag u mi shena'af, Tamlomar Adam Dolus Nehaida. Okay? I might have thought that you kill him as soon as he does a capital offense. No. It's Adam Dolus Nehaida. Bafu Haya Betin Hagadol Him Shara Uhu Horeg. Let's say the court themselves. Bezin Hagadol sees him kill. Behem Kulam Edim. Tavo Haedut Eto Betin Acher. Vachar Yadinuhu. Ubu Mechilta. Hare Eda Shara'u Bechad Sharaget HaNafesh Yachol Yahargu'u. So Talmud Lomar Adam Dolf Neheida Ad She Amod Eitzel Bethin. The same point is made by the Rambam in Hilchot Rotzeach. Rotzeach Sharag B'Zadon Eim Mitinoto Ha'idim V'lo Haro'imoto Ad She Yavol L'Bethin V'idinu L'Mitash Ne'amar V'lo Yamut Harotzeach Adam Dolf Neheida L'Mishpat. Who had din lechol mechuyvei mitat betin shavru basu she'em mitim otam ad shigamer dinam bebetin. Okay. So it's an obvious question that, you know, one would almost, you know, wait for the Ramban to ask. Hence, be that to the best of my knowledge, the Ramban does not ask this specific question. However, he asks similar questions, and you know, we can certainly ask the question. And that is, what's the obvious question that you would ask on the Rambam about this lo tase?
Why is it not taking vigilante justice a also a lo tase? There should only be one mitzvah.
What are the two mitzvahs? So far, I only seen one mitzvah.
The same as the mitzvah and not killing the guy, even though he's worthy of.
That's the same thing. That's what we're talking about.
Doesn't
we just heard from two sources. I just showed you in Sefer Mitzvot and in Mishneh Torah. the same mitzvah.
Look, one of them sounds like a lo taseh, and one of them sounds like an effect.
I'm not sure what this is. I think that they're both. I think that maybe it's a. As much as it has. Maybe it's basically mislabeled. I don't know. Let me just check something out. Right there. I'm done with it. But it's, I don't. I think it's one mitzvah. Okay. No, of course, right. Sorry, that. Yes, half a second. Where's sorry, that. It's low tasem. That's a, I don't know how that happened. That's a typo. It should be low tasem. Okay, the same thing. Yeah. What? And I'm going to say that maybe in a little more technical way, but absolutely. The question that we need to ask ourselves is, well. This should be. We already have a lav for killing that person. What's the lav? Lo tirtza, right? He didn't have gemara then. Says lo tirtza, pasha, lo tirtza. You tell me, but so what is this adam dol lifnei haida? That's a shlila, right? It simply is telling me what his status is. At that point, but given the fact that his status is that he's not yet mechuya misa sesin, right? So of course, this is nice to discuss. Okay, that's pasha, right? The Ramban, and so as we take the approach along the lines of what the Ramban says about similar things, we should say that adam dov ne'am eidal mishpat simply is a clarification. I take the principle of the Rambam. This is Shlila. It's saying he's not yet Mechuyav Mises Bezdin. Right? Shlifal Anaram Lo Taseh Davar. Or, you know, he's not Chayav Misa. Not Chayav Misa, so this Lo Tirtza. That's a separate Lo Taseh. What's going on? Keep down the back online for a moment. Let's proceed to some rather interesting things. There is a fascinating Machloket Achronim. From one extreme to the other, in which we have two achronim, and these are just examples. Yeah, there are others on both sides, including Rishonim, whatever. Each side is quite sure that they are correct about, they're fairly sure about what the status is, and we'll see that it's rather interesting. There's a famous Rekiveger on Makot Afheya Medalef, and it's just representative of a whole school of thought, that says, V'chein b'dinei nefasha, d'meshi yodea ha'emet, shaharag, la bar katala, v'ein alav chiyuv klal ha'mit et atzmo, v'lecha chiyuv rak al pipsak betin, v'chiyuv gnir anachon, u'barur, b'ezra ha'shem. Okay? So Rekiveger says, Dolei Achorim says, it seems to me like a, Barur, clear and obvious that what? That if a person, let's say a person commits murder, and there are no witnesses, they did a beautiful job, they're totally successful, weren't caught, they know that they killed someone, right? Now, do they have an obligation to kill themselves? They have clear idea that they're chayav misa. So says Rav Kiveger, davar pashut, right? Davar pashut, that no chiyuv misa, there's no chiyuv, there was no gmar din. Essentially, what Rav Kiveger says is that the mechayev for misas bezdin is not the act; it is the psak of bezdin. The psak of bezdin is based on the action, but what is mechayev you is not the action itself, whatever it is. What's really mechayev you is. Is the psak of bezdin. That's Roki Vega's approach. And others. By contrast, there's a very famous and very fascinating, and frankly, I think very strange, but anyhow, Tshuva, I'm not alone in this opinion, of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in which the same too, we talked about the question of abortion in a particular case. Talked about a woman who committed adultery and then wants to abort the fetus. Okay, so I mean, it's an amazing, amazing tshuva. I don't know like where to begin, because really he goes through a series of assumptions, and it's barely an exaggeration to say that he builds his case on a stack of assumptions, each of which is, to be charitable, questionable, and you know, where the likelihood is that the other side of the possibility is more likely to be correct, if not certainly. And it's really an amazing tshuva. I remember, one time when this tshuva was circulating around the Beis Medrash in YU, and it's like people were, really, it's an amazing thing. I mean, so he says like this. What's his reasoning? He says like this. He says, he thinks that in such a case, it could be that it's not only mutar, but it's actually a mitzvah. Why? Listen to this reasoning. Every now and then he came up with some really wild ideas, I have to say. I'm not saying everything he says is wild, but some of the things he said are really wild. This is one of them. It says, Kevan de Medina bat katala. Okay? Since the Eshet Ish is Insa, so she's Chayav Misa. So Gamkein Pashut, okay, notice it's alongside the Rashi Regular's Barur, right? So it's Dar Pashut, Shafilu Hi Ba'atzma, Avshalo Nigmar Dina Lahariga, Machmat She'ein Davarza Biadeno Ashav, right? So it's a Dar Pashut that she is Chayav Misa, even though there was no Gemar Din. Okay? Now remember, Rav Akiva Eiger thinks that the opposite is the Dabar Pashut. Okay, let's continue. And Afal Pikein Eina Bechlal, Afal Pikein Eina Bechlal Ve'et Dimchem Lashot Techem Edrosh. That may be a typo, but anyhow. Ve'ina Neneshet Im HaMita, there's a piece missing. Okay. Eina ne'eneshet im himita ve'ibda atzma l'dat. So, and then he goes on to say, v'adra v'nirash eskutua. You don't have the whole thing here, so let me just fill in what the intermediate steps are. He basically says like this. He says, it's obvious that since she was mizana, she's chayav misa, even though there's no gemar din. And since she's chayav misa, it's obvious that if she killed herself, that wouldn't be an Isur of, Abdim Cham Nashot Echem Edro, she would rather be a mitzvah. And since she can kill herself, it's clear that she can kill part of herself. And therefore, if she kills the Ubar, so she's Mekayim in part, the Misas Bezdin that she's Chayav, and therefore, it's possible it's even a Schlus. Wild too, if you ask me, for many, many reasons. It's not Pasha that she's Chayav Misa before Gemara Din. If it is true that she's Chayav Misa, it's not at all Pasha that someone with Chayav Misa who kills himself is doing a mitzvah rather than an avera, even if they're Chayav Misa. It's not at all clear that just because that even if you were to posit that it's a mitzvah for her to kill herself, which is a fulfillment of Misa's, perhaps a fulfillment of, even if you were to say that, to say that therefore if she were to cut off her arm, that would be mutter, let alone a mitzvah, it's a huge chiddush. And even if you were to say that, it's not at all pasha to consider the ubar to have the same status as, her harming part of herself and nothing more. All of those are huge assumptions, questionable at best. But the one that's really relevant to us, and by the way, there may be other reasons for justifying her, from the Uber, but that's a whole different issue. I'm saying that the line of reasoning that Rav Yaakov Emden uses here is really, really strange. One point, though, that he says is certainly relevant to us, and I'm saying this just as an example, and I particularly picked on this because it's just so fascinating to see how it's clear to him in the opposite direction, is that clearly he understands that at what point are you, would a person who did, or to put it differently, what is Machayev person, that, you know, why is he Chayev Misa? Because of Maisa, not because of Gemara Din. Okay. So it's very interesting to note that, if I'm not mistaken, I'm rather convinced of this, the Rambam, who does the Rambam agree with? The answer is none of the above. Okay, the Rambam has a different approach entirely. Okay? The Rambam approaches this whole issue entirely differently. And the Rambam, I believe, has a position that's probably to be described as someplace in between these two extremes. Not that he's any less sure than Rosh Vager or Rav Yaakov Emden, but what he's sure of is a middle position, a middle ground between these two. Let's begin, at least, to examine what the Rambam says. I think it's really quite fascinating. Rambam says like this. The starting point, I believe, is, how does the Rambam define lo tirtza? Okay, that's really the starting point. The Rambam says, in the Sefer Mitzvah, Lo Taseh Resh Pei Tes, he says he's here. I don't know, there's so many typos in this. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. He's here. I'm not blaming myself, but anyhow, I don't know. It was a bad day, I guess, when I did. He's here, Hadayan. Shalo laharog naki zakai v'hu amro lo tirsa. Okay. The part about Hadayan is a complicated issue in and of itself. I'm going to leave that for now. It certainly is not limited to Dayan, but there's a reason why the Rambam formulates it this way, but not a concern right this moment. But he says, Lo Tirtzach is referring to Shalo Laharog Naki V'Zakai. Okay? Not to kill the innocent. Okay, that's the Rambam's definition of Lo Tirtzach, which is not agreed on by everyone, not all Rishonim interpret it that way. However, that is how the Rambam interprets it. Okay? That definition in Sefer HaMitzvot has echoes throughout Mishneh Torah, and I believe is a key to understanding many, many fascinating things that the Rambam says in a lot of different areas. Okay? So, let's just first comment on how that affects Sefer HaMitzvot, and then we'll return back to how this, you know, helps us in Mishneh Torah. So first of all, at this point it should be clear why the Rambam says what he does in Reish Tzadi Bet. Why does he say what he does in Reish Tzadi Bet? He wants to tell us why he says what he does in Reish Tzadi Bet. So the Rambam says something very interesting. In other words, it's fascinating. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that from that well, so let's start with this way. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that the person is Chayav Misa from the time that they kill. And then Bezdin is just Mevar in terms of getting Mrs. Bezdin, but then he's basically Chayav Misa from when he kills the person. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he's not Chayav anything until the Bezdin passes. That's it. The Rambam, I think, has a middle position. The Rambam says that lo tirtzach is already removed. I mean, he's not in the category of lo tirtzach. Lo tirtzach doesn't apply already from the time when he does the avera, because he's not in Naki V'Zakai. However, there is a second prohibition, a separate prohibition, a lower level Isur, not Lotirsach, but a separate Isur that protects this person until the Gemara Din, and that's Adam Dol Lefnei HaEidah L'Shpat. Now, what difference does it make whether it's Adam Dol Lefnei HaEidah L'Shpat or whether it's Lotirsach? We'll see there are huge ramifications. And this distinction, I think, is the key to understanding so many things in the Rambam. Let's take a look and see a few things. The Rambam Hilchot Ritzeach, Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, says, Yatzach chutz l'tchum ir meklato b'shkaga, Kol ha-hargo ben goel hadam ben shar adam gola alaf. So, one of the very interesting things is we see that if a person already committed murder and then he's waiting for sentencing, he's in the Eir Mikvah, but he leaves the Eir Mikvah, right? So kol hargo ben goel hadam ben shar adam goleh al yado, right? Al yado, and the Rambam actually goes on to say that, you know, that the terrible thing because he took, you know, okay, he says that goleh al yado. Why? So again, here we see that we don't say that there is an actual, you know, chiyuv on lo tirtach and mises bezin, etc. It has to do with this idea. If we look at the Sifrei says something very interesting, particularly according to the interpretation of Rabbeinu Hillel, and Rabbeinu Hananel says a similar pshat. It says v'zed devar harotzeach mikan amru. Roteach shegoleh meir leir miklat. Shegoleh meir leir miklat. Mechlal shenemar penyudof goel hadam acharei roteach. Ein li ela rodeif goel. Rodeif eino goel. Goel veino rodeif. Lo rodeif lo goel minayin. Tam lomar roteach roteach riba. Okay, so what does that mean? So Rabbeinu Hillel quotes a pshat, perish acher. Lo rodeif lo goel ipagab roteach fargo minayin de patur tamulomar roteach roteach. Okay, in other words, that we have this halacha that if the even if it's not the goel hadam, right? Some person, anybody, finds this person who murdered but was not sentenced to mises bezdin. At this point, no gemar din, he wasn't yet sentenced, he wasn't tried, he wasn't sentenced. So someone kills him, right? So he's not chayav misa. Not chayav misa. It's not chayav misa, but at the same time, you're not allowed to kill him, right? So where's kind of, it's a very strange thing. The answer is that this is not in the category of lo tirtach, it's in the category of ad amdol lefnei haidal mishpat. And you see here in the Sifrei very clearly, at least according to this interpretation, that the, that after the avera but before sentencing, the person would be not an akia zakai, not in category of tirtach, but there's an isa to kill him, it's a separate isa to not kill him without the whole process of gemar din. Okay, which brings us to the second side of the page. We'll try. So the Rambam in Parak Aleph, Hilchot Raseach, has a series of things they said. I'm going to try and run through quickly. B'med v'amamur, b'sha'avar b'asah havon sh'chayav alam mitatech, aval harodev acha chavero l'hago, afilu haya rodev katan, harei kol yisrael mitzvim la'atzil ha'nirdaf, miyad harodev, afilu b'nafsho shol rodev. Okay, so the halacha of rodev, someone is being, right, being chased and trying to, the road is trying to kill the nirdaf, so everyone's supposed to save him, even if it means killing the rodev. Keta. Im his hiruhu. Okay? Im his hiruhu. If they warned. It's very interesting. Normally, like let's say in terms of killing someone for murder, right? So it's not enough to give an atara. What do you have to do? It's not sufficient to have Eidim v'hasra. You have to have what's called Kabbalah hasra, right? The person has to accept the hasra, to say afal pi kan yosa, whatever, there's different sheet of exact formulation. Yes, he has to accept the hasra. Here it just says you have to be mazir him. Why? And the answer, I think, again, is very simple. That the Rambam is saying that you have to give him a warning in order to that he should be in the category of eno naki v'zakai. Not that you need to have basis to give it, you know, mises bezdin. We'll see how it plays out in a moment. So harehu rodeif acharav. So if he gave him an atar, he's still running after him. Afal pi shelo kibel alav hatra'ah. Kevin shadayin rodeif hareze neharag. Ve'im yicholim latzilo be'ever me'evareh rodeif. Let's say you can just injure the rodeif and not kill him. Kigon shakuo to b'chei to b'even o b'sayef di'ikdu et yado yishabru et raglo. etc., right? If you can't, you can't. But if you can, then you have to do that. Okay? And he says, but if you can't, then you should kill him. Right? Harel har gimoto v'afo pishadayim lo harad. Which is a very interesting phrase in the Rambam. V'afo pishadayim lo harad. That's the only case in which you have halach of rodeh. Right? That's the whole point of rodeh, is that you're preventing it from taking place. We mean afo pishalo harad. Okay? So again, it only makes sense if you understand the Rambam is trying to say afo pishalo harag, what? Not afo pishalo harag, you kill him. Of course, it's the only time you kill him. Al pishalo harag, this person is considered to be an eno naki v'zakai, and therefore you have a right to kill him. Okay, shenamar v'katzotai kapha lo tachotim. Okay, then it goes on. Okay, let's skip down a little bit. Okay, let's go down to about two lines from the end of this Rambam. We said, "Lefika charuch hachamim." Okay, "Lefika charuch hachamim." Shahobra shehi makshe leleit. If a woman is giving birth and she is in danger because of the labor, mutar lachtocha ubar b'me'eha ben b'sam ben b'yad mitneshu kurodev achareha laharga. The im mishotzi rosho ein nogim bo she'ein dochem nefesh b'nei nefesh b'zeo tivo shel olam. It's a complicated halacha. The Sidre Taros and others explain, remember the Sidre Taros has a very famous and important explanation. So basically what Ram means is the following. Ram is saying, so Ram throws in several factors. He says, number one, there's the idea of zeo tivo shel olam. Number two, he mentions the idea that in other words, ein dochen nefesh, why zeo tivo shel olam? In the first case, where you do kill the fetus, it's because mipnei shehu kirodev acharei lahar. What's this idea of kirodev? What's that all about? So basically, what it means is the following. That once the ubar is born, right, hotzi rosha, once it's born, then we have a concept of ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. If you have a case, and it's what the Yerushalmi calls, she'iyat ha'yodea, mi rodev et mi. It's not clear who's endangering whom. It's not like it's a one-directional. You can't have a two-directional rodef. Rodef is where it's clear that A is endangering B and not the other way around. In the case of the ubar, once the ubar is born, you have a situation of ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. You can't kill one of them to save the other one because they're both equally, they both have equal status in terms of being alive. However, and so you know, one lo tiratach is not dochen the other. However, before the ubar is born, then you have a different situation because the ubar before it's born, the last second until it's born, does not have a full status of being alive, and therefore we say that lo tirtach doesn't apply. I mean, there aren't lower level yisurim, but it's not lo tirtach. Therefore, we have the following situation. It's not a true case of rodev, because in a true case of rodev, you can kill, right, have a person who's two human beings, you kill one to save the other, because it's a one-directional rodef. But this is like rodef. It's not rodef, but it's kir rodef. What's the kir rodef? Because we have a combination of two factors. Number one, the fetus is not yet born, so therefore it's not lo tirtach. Unless us to kill for no reason. That you can do because of the fact that you're saving, right, the other person's life. So that's the kirodev case. That's the case that's not quite rodev, but it's like rodev. There's a similar halach in Hilchos Kovel Mazik. Svina shechishva lishaber. You have a boat and it is, going to drown. It's going to cast. So mikobet hamasoi v'amad echad mehem bekel mimasa'av v'shluch b'yam patur. So if someone takes the cargo and throws it overboard and saves the ship, he's potter. Why? Shamasa sheba kimo rodef achareihem lahargam. Mitzvah rabba asa sheshlich loshiyam. So he did a great mitzvah because the cargo is kirodef. The cargo is kirodef. Maybe the cargo should throw them overboard. And it's a two-directional rodef. But this is the kirodef case. Kirodef means that you're not dealing with equal right? You know, equal case, like nefesh mifnei nefesh. But here, it's cargo versus people. So therefore, even though it's not you know, clear who's rosh and whom, the point is for asal and fasha, so you can do anything less than lo tirtza. That's the same lashon the Rambam uses here. The Rambam uses lahavdil by the case of the ubar before it's born, because there too the point is that there's no lo tirtza, right? Okay. Now let's continue one more case. Says the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Kol Ayachol Lahatzil BeEver Me'ev Barav Velo Tarach BeKach. Let's say a person could save the Nirdas, okay, could save the Nirdas without killing the Rodeh. Could shoot him in the leg. Instead, he shoots him in the heart. So, says the Rambam, Lo Trapakach Elitil Benav Shosel Rodeh. Hargo, Harei Zeh Shofech Damim V'Chayav Mita Avol Ein Betim Memit Moko. So a guy, you know, killed unnecessarily, and it's a terrible thing, and he's chayav misa, but Bezin doesn't kill him. The tour comes along and says, I don't understand. If he's chayav misa, then why don't we kill him? Right? What's this guy, what's Ram talking about? But the idea is, again, very simple. The idea is that the rodev, right, the rodev, why do I kill the rodev? And now this is the point that puts together all the things we saw so far. Why is it that I can kill the rodev, but I can't kill the ubar when they're both alive? Ain't docha nefesh b'nei nefesh. Why won't I say docha nefesh b'nei nefesh and the other I don't? Answer is because in the case of rodev, what is the rodev? Right, the rodev is eino nakiva zakai. She's eino nakiva zakai. Therefore, what happens is no halacha of Lotirtzach. There is a halacha that I'm not allowed to just wantonly take his life. And therefore the Rambam said, but why can I kill the rodev? Still not allowed to kill him, even though, right, it's certainly not any better than killing someone who already killed, right? So why am I allowed to do it? The answer is because of Hatzalat Nefashah. I can save the other person by killing the rodev. Says the Rambam, yeah, but if I could have killed him, I'm sorry, if I could have accomplished the Hatzal Nefashot without killing the Rodev, right, without killing the Rodev, then I didn't have a need to kill the Rodev. So I had no permission to kill the Rodev, I didn't have a right to kill the Rodev, and therefore I spilled blood unnecessarily. I killed a human being without there being a need to. So, if that's the case, as a person who killed the Rodev, who didn't need to be killed, do I get killed myself? The answer is no, says the Rambam. Why? Why? Because it's not Lotirtzach, right? It's not Naki Vizakai. It's not Lotirtzach. There was no heter to kill because of the fact that there was no Atzal in the Fasha. I could have just shot him in the leg. So there's no heter to kill him. But if I did it, I'm not over on Lotirtzach, and therefore there's no Mises Bezdin. Okay, that's what the Rambam, I think that's the answer to the tourist question on the Rambam.
What makes the Rodev considered Eino Nakiva Zakai?
The fact that he's trying to kill someone else?
I'm saying he didn't actually do anything there. You don't have to actually perform
No, Eino Nakiva Zakai, absolutely right, that's the point. That Eino Nakiva Zakai, and this is that's the thing in the Rambam, it's not saying that because you're Mechuyav Mises Bezdin. It's saying that Lo Tirtzach has limitations. Lo Tirtzach only means killing someone who's innocent. But someone who's trying to kill someone else, we'll see even further than that in a few moments, is not considered Nakiv Zakai. And Lo Tirtzach doesn't apply according to Rambam. Fascinating. Yes, that's Rambam. I want to show you one more case, and then after that, it's the Frey Zuta that sums up everything. The Frey Zuta that Rambam alludes to, he quotes in a brief form to see it really sums up everything. Says the Rambam Chosech Perak Aleph. I'm not sorry. Says the Rush in the Tshuva. The bottom of the page is following. Umariya Rav Yaakov Rav Yitzchak Dachazot Haraya Tumishum Chumra Deish Isha Min Hachi Kval Inyan Masur Mikilin Haya Kevin Diad Ina Shum Masur LeSheker Umachmrinan LaHatzil Nefashot Evyonim Nikiyem Misafek. Rashi is an amazing tshuva in which he's asked about the following case. We have a person who we know is muhsak to be a person who, you know, is most of other Jews, you know, libels them, right? So makes up these false stories and gets them in trouble with the government and, you know, cause people to be killed or imprisoned, whatever, by the government on false charges. And we suspect, but are not sure, that this person is going to do it to somebody else at this point. But we don't know. But we suspect. So the question is, misafek, okay, do you kill the guy to prevent him from possibly being moser? Okay? And the Rush says, yes. So it's not a kula, it's a chumra. Says that it is that it's not either direction is a kula and a chumra, right? Because on the one hand, the question of your obligation towards the potential victim, safek victim, or your responsibility towards the person who you're gonna, you know, kill in order to stop him from being moser this potential victim. Says the Rosh, let me read it again. Kevan de yadinan shehu masur l'sheker. You kill him. So it says that you kill him misafek umachmerinan, and we're machmer latzil nefashot evyonim nekiyem misafek. And the you know, if you read the words carefully, it's very interesting. What is he saying? The victim is clearly naki. This person, this moser, is not a naki v'zakai. We know he's not naki v'zakai. The only question is, so you know, we know that he's not naki v'zakai. But what is the question? The question is there a question of hatzal and nefashot here? Right. So it's a situation where the person is definitely a person who engages in being rodef other people. But it's a safek whether he's a rodef at this moment. Okay? Now, if someone is rodef someone else, right, I can't kill them when they're not about to kill someone because there's no atzal nefashot involved, right? Even if they were rodef them 20 minutes ago. But that's the Easter of Ad Amdolus Nehei Dala Mishpat. That's not Lotirza. And therefore, the Rush says that since there's no lo tirtzach, because he's not a nakiva zakai, therefore I deal with this on very different. It's not an equal footing. It's not I say, well, you know, it's ein docha nefesh mepnei nefesh. I say that this person who I know already is an eino nakiva zakai, he's not entitled to the protection of lo tirtzach. He has the protection of adam dof neida. But even Safek Hatzalot Nefashot, the Rosh is Mechadesh, is going to be Docha that Iser of Avdol Tnei Haidal Mishpat. Fascinating Kiddush, say the least. Sifrei Zuta, I'd like to conclude Sifrei Zuta. It's always great to conclude the Sifrei Zuta. Says the following. Hare Nishaya Rodef Achar Kaperol L'Hargo Amrulo Ben Britu Heve Yodea Shekatu B'Tara Shafech Dam Adam Badam Demoy Shafech Amar Lehen Avo Pikein Horeku. So, Umar Rashalamut. Kadam Horgehu. So, Atel Nafsho Shalzeb and Nafsho Shalzeb. So, the Torah says, if a person is trying to rodate someone else, so we say, save this person at the expense of the rodate. The Chayim Misha Yerodeh Fachari Shalla Na'afa. Omerlo Bat Briti Eshet Ishi. Have you dared to cut to Motu Mat and Refno Afet? Amarla him Afa Pekin, so no Afu. Okay, so Mera Shalom Lamut, okay, Kadam Kadem Hargahu, I tell you social Zeb, not social Zeb. Okay, so that's how Lachav wrote it. Why? So if you read the Sifrei Zuta carefully, you see there are two factors in why I kill this person. Why do I kill the Rodev? What's the double factor? Let's say it says number one because
not under the
right, number one because he's a Rasha, right? So therefore Lo Tirtach doesn't apply. Number two, Hatzel, right, in order to say this one, if I kill this one. It's a combination of those two factors. Yachol Yahargu Oto Mishaharag Umishena'af. So maybe I'll say that if I said a moment ago he's a Rasha, and I should go ahead and kill him, I'll say that even after he committed the Aver, I should still go and kill him. Talmulomar Velo Yamut HaRoseach Ad Matai Ad Amdo L'fnei Ha'idal HaMishpat. Right? So this is Rezut, I think, is Mash Tashit of the Rambam. That number one, that if indeed he's a Rasha, he's not a Nakiv Zakai, so then he is not under the he's not within the category of Lo Tirtach. Number two, that doesn't permit me to kill him because there's still an issue of Adam Dolus Ne'edal Mishpat. But if it's still possible to save someone else from the murder, from the rape, whatever it is, I can save them. So at that point, there is an additional factor of Hatzalah, and since there's an additional factor of Hatzalah, that takes it from merely not being Lo Tirtach to being actually Heter. I think that, you know, one can really see how, on one level, since they're mitzvah, we're dealing with an issue of, simply how exactly you define Lo Tirtach, and how does, what is the implication in terms of whether you're going to count as a mania, as a shlila, as a shlilut, as a anara, mania. At the same time, it really that depends on how you really understand the definition of these mitzvot, and that has really very far-reaching ramifications. And I think that understanding the way the Rambam is operating in Sefer Mitzvot gives us a tremendous amount of insight into what he's doing in Mishnah Torah as well. Okay.
Thank you.